step into the vault with your host, Jay Moon. What time it is. It is Wednesday. We are back. Welcome to Jay Moon's The Vault, a part of the Be On Air and Military Broadcast Radio, MBR, and Sky Blue Networks. Of course, you can find us on 89.1 FM in the Denver area, as well as TuneIn, Live 365, and of course, Sky Blue Radio. The quintessential agents could not keep us down for another week. So thank you guys so much for tuning in on this Wednesday. We are doing a little bit of a replay for the last week's episode that didn't quite make it to air. So without further ado, we are back in the Cyberverse, back in the Matrix, and you know what? Vaporwave and cyberpunk has been my rabbit hole lately, and we want to take you on an ambient journey as to what really makes man slash human and machine so interesting. Some of the quintessential songs that we're going to have coming up for you today, of course, is going to be from Blade Runner's Restless Heart. We have the pioneer, in my opinion, of what brought man and machine together. That is, of course, Mr. Herbie Hancock and his very curious yet interesting rendition of Rocket. And if you are a fan of MTV, Much Music, what have you, you probably know this video. If you don't, I highly recommend going over to YouTube and checking it out, Herbie Hancock's Rocket. It's R-O-C-K-I-T. It's a very, very interesting video. Some of you guys may find it strange. Some of you guys may be like, you know what? That's pretty cool. We also got some Stabbing Westward coming up with from the Johnny Mnemonic soundtrack, which there's an interesting backstory as to how Johnny Mnemonic came to be. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Of course, we have some Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole, one of my favorite bands. We'll tell you about more as to why they're on the list as well. We got some Sting right from Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone's Demolition Man with some Cure in there as well, right from another movie from Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd. We got Dredd songs, some Guns N' Roses from, you know, we got Terminator 2 from the Terminator 2 soundtrack. That is the quintessential man melding into machine. We got some Prodigy coming up and some Rage Against the Machine from the Matrix Awakenings, or Resurrections as it were. And I don't know about you, I saw the movie. I really, really enjoyed it. The fact that they tied everything together, in my opinion. So we have such an amazing show coming up for you guys. And I do thank you guys so much for last week. I am feeling a lot better. As you can tell, I think I've healed, so to speak, from the Rona. But, you know, going down the cyberpunk rabbit hole and literally, what is vaporwave? What is cyberpunk? We're going to get into a little bit of that as to why I love it and why it brings back so many memories for so many of my friends. And what is your favorite cyberpunk / vaporwave style movie or genre? I'd love to hear it. You can follow me over on JMoonOfficial, J-M-O-O-N-E official, because we have so much coming up, especially in March, and huge announcements coming up in the next little while. But again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's find out what is cyberpunk, vaporwave, and where did it all come from? We got some Restless Heart by John Parr from the Blade Runner sound, not Blade Runner, Running Man soundtrack. There you go. There's your quiz. Running Man soundtrack with, of course, none other than Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger himself in one of his first roles, Herbie Hancock's Rocket. And then we got Stabbing Westward, Nothing from the Johnny Mnemonic soundtrack coming up here on J Moon's The Vault. And yeah, feeling so much better. Restless Heart, John Parr.
Spot. No more loading. Right. I don't need it. Hi, this is Steve from Counting Crows.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hey, this is Sully from Godsmack.
Hello, this is Angus Young and
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
I'm Nick.
And we're the All American Rejects.
Hey, this is Chris Robinson, the guy with the big nose from the Black Crows.
The new radio technology your mama never told you about. MBR.
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
And wherever good podcasts are listened to, do not adjust your station dial because this is not a test. You are still jacked in, and I know you took the blue pill. I know you did. Don't lie. But for the next hour, your reality belongs to us. We are still here back again with good internet. The agents could not keep us down, so you can enter Jay Moon's The Vault, a part of MBRadio.us and Sky Blue Networks. And let me tell you, some of these songs that we have right now are bringing back so much of my favorite childhood memories. And you know, what is cyberpunk? Well, let me tell you, what is cyberpunk and vaporwave, and why do I love it? Of course, last week we're going to count that as a complete write-off. You know, I've been kind of, you know, sick over the last little bit there, and we are kind of recovering. And I say we, I mean I am recovering from, you know, the virus that shall not be named, and, you know, we're still kind of falling down the rabbit hole. So while I'm admiring the new Sky Blue logo and aesthetic, if you haven't checked it out, go on skyblueradio.com. You can also download the app. It's absolutely really cool. It reminds me of a very kind of vaporwave slash Outrun slash cyberpunk aesthetic. So check it out if you haven't seen it. And it kind of rekindled my love for techno. I got more on that coming up. A huge announcement, by the way. But not only did it rekindle my love for techno, hackers culture, fashion, and exploring the then unknown. And of course, we are still bringing back some of the cyberpunk culture to the mainstream with some of the best portrayals, in my opinion, of the 80s and 90s had to offer. Now, Orbital, the intro song that I did at the top of the hour, Halcyon On and On, is 100% pivotal to one of my favorite movies. And of course, that movie is Hackers, featuring Angelina Jolie and a whole bunch of others, bringing kind of like hackers culture to sort of the mainstream. More on that a little bit. However, it is a pivotal soundtrack to anyone with a Discman and a pair of rollerblades. And if you don't know what a Discman is, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But if you want to check out J Moon Official a little bit later on, we'll give you a little bit of a backstory as to what a Discman is and what rollerblades are and why we love them so much. And of course, J Moon Official, J-M-O-O-N-E Official on my Facebook. And comment if you had any of these items, because I am so curious to see who is still hanging on to their nostalgic 90s, 2000s vibe. And you know what's coming back. It's coming back already in the fashion and some of the technology. It's absolutely amazing. And don't forget, we had a staple of 90s culture with your Discman rollerblades. Absolutely amazing. And as a staple of 90s culture and a music producer myself, it has been, you know, of course I could never match the awesomeness of 80s and 90s, early 2000s techno and trance, especially when it comes to Orbital. Love that song. You know, love that band so much. Halcyon On and On is one of the quintessential soundtracks of the decade. And, you know, it's just amazing. And, of course, the computer age at that time is booming and more personal PCs were gathering momentum and, for some, a terrifying reality not to be tampered with. But for many, a highly intriguing and, for the curious, hard to believe that what was once science fiction is now part of our everyday lives. If you haven't seen any of the movies and soundtracks that I am portraying on my channel so far, we have so much. Of course, we had Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole. Why was he on this list? Well, because he is the quintessential industrial revolution when it comes to music, in my opinion. Not only in most of his videos, he melds both himself with machine And that is exactly what cyberpunk is all about, melding man and machine together. Of course, we had the pioneer of the digital age, so to speak, and of the cyberpunk melding man and machine again together. We had the great Herbie Hancock. If you haven't seen the video Rocket, R-O-C-K-I-T, head on over to YouTube. Check it out. It might be very interesting by today's culture, but it was such a amazing pivotal song, and he was the synthesizer pioneer, in my opinion, and like legit, check it out, Herbie Hancock, awesome. And of course, we had Stabbing Westward from the Johnny Mnemonic soundtrack. Now, there's going to be a little quiz in here at the end of the show. If you haven't, if you know where the movie Johnny Mnemonic was originally based off of, I'll give you, well, not really a hint, but you can leave it in the comments if you know what movie Johnny Mnemonic was based off of. And it came from a book that was created in the 1980s by, I want to say, Thomas Gibson was his name. And he wrote a book called Neuromancer. Neuromancer did not really see the light of day, unfortunately. So hence the other book that he had wrote, Johnny Mnemonic, which he had to rewrite the script a few hundred times just to get it right. But Stabbing Westwards, quintessential soundtrack, nothing was one of the theme tracks in Johnny Mnemonic. A very interesting movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Check it out. But in the comments, J Moon Official, J-M-O-O-N-E Official, if you were listening and paying attention here and want to kind of get your name on the J Moon crew here, like I said, we have tons of stuff coming up. Definitely leave in the comments. What book was Johnny Mnemonic a original movie adaptation of? Leave it in the comments. And of course, I'm not going to spill the beans anymore because we have so much more coming up, including Demolition Man, one of the best kind of portrayals of cyberpunk culture, and of course Wesley Snipes, and what's his name? You know who I'm talking about, Judge Dredd guy, Sylvester Stallone. I just had it a second ago, starring alongside Sandra Bullock, and it is a very interesting movie where our culture may or may not be heading now as we speak. Let me know, what was your favorite 80s movie, 80s book, or anything along the vaporwave cyberpunk culture? I'd love to know, because I want to keep doing maybe a part two next week, and yeah, we have Sting's Demolition Man, because he was also a character in the movie, as well as did some of the soundtracks. We also have The Cure coming up with Dread song from the original Judge Dredd that Sylvester Stallone portrayed. Judge Dredd himself, again, another huge, huge cyberpunk influence. We got some Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine. If you don't know what soundtrack that's coming from, you will coming up. And man, we got so much more and so much to talk about over the next little bit, including some major, major, major announcements that may include J Moon bringing you some of what I got going on tonight, except into Saturday. Stay tuned and we'll tell you a hell of a lot more in just a minute. But we got Sting, Demolition Man, and then The Cure, Dread Song, and Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine, here on MBRadio.us's The Vault, Sky Blue Radios, and J Moon. You know, we got a lot going on, and the agents are not going to keep us down just yet. Hold on. There we go. There we go. We'll be right back. And you should be listening to mbradio.us and skyblueradio.com because we have some of the best DJ, some of the best shows this side of the world has to offer. Guns and Roses, You Could Be Mine, the soundtrack that started, that everybody knows from, of course, Terminator 2's Judgment Day. And if that wasn't a quintessential melding of man and machine in the cyberpunk kind of era genre, I don't know what is. What is your favorite Guns N' Roses album? Do you like Appetite for Destruction 1 or Appetite for Destruction 2 or the Spaghetti Incident? I think we all want to forget about the Spaghetti Incident, just saying. And we also have the EP. We also have GNR. We have so many amazing soundtracks and albums from Guns N' Roses. I think my favorite is from that particular single, You Could Be Mine. I want to say it's from Appetite for Destruction 1. Of course, it comes in a set. And yeah, I think I like number 1 better than 2. Just saying, not just because it was on the Terminator 2 soundtrack, but because I like the songs a little bit better. Let me know your favorite Guns N' Roses album and from what movie and from what genre do you like that I've been showcasing for you? Or do you want to see something different next week in the vein of cyberpunk, vaporwave? Do you want me to kind of delve into it a little bit deeper? Because, you know, there's so much to get into when it comes to what cyberpunk is about. And of course, it is about melding of man and machine, computers, hacker culture, everything under the sun. So if you want to see more again this or next week, let me know. J-Moon Official, J-M-O-O-N-E Official. And I don't know, I'm loving Appetite for Destruction number 1. Before that, of course, we had The Cure with Dread song from the original Judge Dredd movie starring Sylvester Stallone. Judge Dredd 1, I think they should have left it at that. Just saying. Because I think they had like number 2 and 3 in there. I don't even remember. I know they got some RoboCop coming up. And hopefully next week we'll have some soundtracks from RoboCop. But they should have left at just RoboCop 1 and 2. They got a whole bunch more RoboCop movies made for video, whatever. And of course, before that, we had Sting's Demolition Man from the movie Demolition Man, because he was a character in that movie. Also, props if you know what other cyberpunk slash post-apocalyptic movie he was a character in way back in the 80s. Let me know. I'm not going to spoil it. But there was a remake made featuring none other than Spider-Man's own Zendaya. If you know which movie Sting debuted in his acting role in the 1980s, along the same vein, leave it in the comments on J-Moon Official, J-M-O-O-N-E Official, because we will. You know, I go through the comments all the time, and if you guys know, props to you. We also got a huge, huge announcement coming up in the way of a certain radio station that plays much like the soundtracks and set list that I'm playing for you today. If you don't want to get back to reality, if you don't want to wake up in the vein of Rage Against the Machine's Wake Up coming up at the end of the broadcast, as you know, it comes from the Matrix Resurrections. And if you don't really want to jack out just yet and get back to reality, you can follow my debut show, J Moon's Trans Nation, on a very formidable radio station called Mixtr FM, MXTR FM, for my full-on 2-hour set of all of the best techno, trance, dance, club hits, EDM, Goa, you name it, synthwave, vaporwave, Outrun. Definitely tune into this brand new station that I'm now a part of every second Saturday from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would be absolutely honored if you followed me over there as well. But of course, we're going to leave some more details on J-Moon Official for you guys to kind of get linked, because I am so stoked to be part of the rave, techno, trance dance thing. Oh my God, it's insanity. It's insanity. So thank you guys so much as well for tuning in right now with me on my cyberpunk intro, vaporwave, the whole nine yards right now. And yeah, you guys have been absolutely amazing over the last couple of years. And I thank you guys so much for each and every one of your support. Also, February 25th, I won't be really announcing it on Midnights with Moon on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Military Broadcast Radio, because we did a pre-recording of it, which, of course, did not air, unfortunately, last Friday due to technical error. Go figure, it was my fault. But one thing I wanted to kind of mention is on February, I think it's 25th of 2021, or 2022, holy, we have one of my favorite people, and his name is Kerber. I call him the Master of Skulls. And if you want to know why I call him the Master of Skulls, check out some of my previous podcasts on Stitcher, on iTunes, and of course on Podpage, because I showcase as to why I call Kerber the Master of Skulls. Check it out. It's basically everywhere. And check it out on my Facebook, of course. It is his birthday bash, and it's going to be a huge event with some of my favorites. Dawn of the Rising, of course, one of my amazing friends and family that I call my second family, from Mesa, Arizona. Check it out. It's his birthday bash. Kerber, Master of Skulls, coming up on February 25th. So if I don't get a chance to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday. And I can't wait to be able to celebrate it with all of you guys. We'll leave more details, of course, in the upcoming shows before we hit February. And I'm just so overwhelmed by the amount of support that I have been receiving over the last little bit. And I can't thank you guys so much. So before you get into your reality, we're not done, because we have some amazing artists from one of my favorite movies, Hackers, and one of my favorite techno-industrial punk artists. I am, of course, talking about the Prodigy and Voodoo People here on J-Moon's Vault, part of MBRadio.us and Sky Blue Networks and 89.1 FM. Tune in and live 365. Don't forget Stitcher and iTunes and Podpage. Check it out if you want to know more or get a brief recap of what I was talking about this evening. And best, the original inspiration behind Johnny Mnemonic. I talked about it earlier a little bit. If you know exactly where that came from, let me know in the comments, and we will showcase it next Wednesday. It has been such a pleasure, and thank you guys for sticking with me here in the Matrix. Voodoo People, the Prodigy, and then Rage Against the Machine from Matrix Resurrections, Wake Up. But you know you don't want to wake up just yet. And we'll see you next Wednesday on another edition of The Vault. It's been great. Stay warm, stay safe, stay dry, stay elevated. And of course, stay yourself. We'll see you next week.
sounding great at any altitude. This is skyblueradio.com.